Well, at the Water for Food Conference in Lincoln, we're going to visit with one of the international visitors here at the conference this week, Antonio Fajeda, who's a rancher and producer from Brazil. Well, Antonio, welcome to the U.S. and to the Water for Food Conference. Have you attended this conference before?
No, this is the first time I've been participating, and it's been an honor just to be here to share a little bit of our knowledge and most of it to learn from the other participants. Yeah.
So I'm just curious how you ended up being on the list.
Besides of being a rancher, I'm also a member of the board of directors of an association in Brazil that's focused on producing high quality beef. And this association have several contacts worldwide, and we received an invitation. They needed somebody that had some view from the field and that could speak some English, and here I am.
Okay. And you're going to be on one of the panel discussions here, a producer panel discussion?
Yes, it's a producing panel where we're going to have the chance to share a little bit of our own experience, how are we managing water in our production system, but also I'll try to give a view of water in Brazil, as we're a very large country. So we have a lot of places that lacks water, and we have a lot of places that have plenty of water. Nowadays, this morning's news that the dry season in the northeast part of Brazil is the worst in the last 50 years. They estimated a $1.8 billion losses due to this dry season. 5 million heads of cattle has died already. So this doesn't happen in my state. We're very fortunate with water, but we do have several singularities in our country. So, yeah, it would be nice to give a view of that to the audience.
Now, you were telling me you're kind of in the middle part of Brazil, the Midwest, you called it?
Yes, we're in the Midwest in Brazil, a state called Mato Grosso do Sul. It has been for several years a major cattle business, but from a decade or two decades ago, a lot of agriculture farmers moving from south part of Brazil to the Midwest part of Brazil, which has given us the chance to get the best of both production systems. So we have where the land provides such quality, we have more and more ranchers becoming also farmers, and farmers also becoming ranchers. So a multi-diversity system in our area.
Is this good, in your opinion, to have the farmers moving into ranch country?
Most definitely. For instance, if you take a farmer that was planting corn, and then after he harvests it, he needs to wait a few months until he plants the soybeans. Now, between this gap, he can place some cattle in there. So we're actually getting, let's say, three harvests a year, huh? Corn, cattle, and soybeans. So for the agriculture's point of view, they're getting some extra profits out of their operation. But I think the most benefits ones are the ranchers that gets their pasture renovated with nitrogen in the soil and everything. So, yeah, everybody wins. Yeah.
So what is the water situation in your part of the world then?
Well, again, in our state, we're very fortunate with water. I mean, it rains just about from 1,200 to 1,500 millimeters a year. So we do get a lot of water. In our ranch, we have a natural spring that we use to supply water to our cattle, and that water goes via gravity to the food courts. But if we're not able to do that because of the height, we do have either man-made or natural ponds. So we do not have a very severe dry season, and even if we do, we just make more ponds to last throughout the dry season. So we are very fortunate with water.
A lot of talk at this conference, of course, about climate change and wide variations in weather that we see these days. What are you experiencing in Brazil?
Well, I think it would all depends in which part of Brazil you are. I mean, you go to the Amazon, and it rains every single day over there, and it has been like that ever since. So I don't think there has been much change over there in terms of water. In the northeast part of Brazil, it's been one of the worst dry season in the last 50 years, but that's definitely has to do with climate change. And I don't see major changes. I mean, you get floods, but that's happening worldwide. I think it's more of a worldwide issue, more than the specific areas, based on what you have been actually doing. And I think it's we all have to do our homework. Last year in Brazil, they passed a law, which I believe is the most restricted law in terms of natural resources utilization. For instance, depending on the width of a river, you must leave a margin of natural forestry based on the width of the river. I don't think that's happening anywhere else in the most productive countries. We go into big cities, even in Brazil, and you see rivers crossing through the cities, the Danube, the Rhine, the Ohio River, all the big rivers. You have pictures of it going through the cities, and you have a highway just a few steps away. So a lot of finger pointing in the producers worldwide, not only in Brazil. A lot of demanding from the city for sustainability and environment demands, but I don't see much happening in the cities. And there are a lot more people living in the cities than in the farms, so we have to try to find a balance in responsibilities here.
So which happens quite a bit in this country as well, in that you have kind of the dispute between rural and urban interests.
Yes, I mean, for sure. Somebody just asked a question in the audience, how do you get the farmers to change from being market-driven to being environmentally driven? For the cattle business, I can say that we do not regulate our prices. So you have your entire production system going on, and in the end, when you have the animal ready to be sold, you do not get to put a price tag on it. So in order for you to obey with all this environment pressure, which I think we do must, but in the end of the day, you do not get to add this, you cannot pass this cost forward. So it's how do you get the farmer to change from market view to environmental view? I think the only way is if the market not only demands for this, but if the market also pays for it. Mm-hmm.